What is up, guys? Happy August, first episode of the month, and we're going to kick it right off talking about local business marketing survival tips in 2021. If you have any kind of brick and mortar business, you definitely want to pay attention to this episode.
I'm Evan.
And I'm Alex, and we are A&E Marketing.
So you have a business, whether you just started it or whether you've been open for 25 years. We're going to teach you and go over some stuff basically that's going to take your business to the next level and just basically survive where you need to be in today's day and age and with everything marketing.
And these tips are more geared toward brick and mortar stores and like businesses. So like
if you're service-based businesses.
Yeah, like if you're not...
Plumbers, restaurants, yeah. Stores.
If you're fully based online and only sell online, like this is probably not for you, but you could still probably get some
great this is for mechanics. Information this is for... People that, you know, you started your business. So let's say you have a skilled trade. Let's say you're a mechanic and you want to go ahead and open your shop. You open up your shop. You move over basically your clientele that you had at the shop you're working at maybe. Everybody knows you. Boom, they want to work with you at your own shop and promote you. That's great. That's a great way to start your business. But you also need to have your online marketing, your website, certain things in play to continue to grow your business so you can generate new customers and not be really squashed by the competition because you're... phone book or your contacts in your phone can only take you so far. Marketing needs to also be able to drive your business.
Yeah, you're not going to get far without a good marketing plan, without good execution of the plan, and without knowing how to adapt the plan. You know, your whatever marketing plan you have, whether it's a 3-month plan, 6-month plan, 1-year plan, at one point you're going to have to adapt, you're going to have to change things, and you're going to have to know how to do that and know why you're doing it. Really understand the reason why you have to adapt. So
yeah, first thing is understanding marketing works and that it needs to be implemented, because if you don't, your competition is going to be doing it and they're going to steal your customers little by little because they're going to see some special something somewhere else that you don't offer and they want to try out, and that's it, you lost them. But pretty much the first step, let's say a lot of these businesses get this wrong, which is sad. They don't even take the step to, you know, fill out the Yelp, fill out the Google Maps, fill out Apple Maps, because you can fill out your Apple Maps specifically. There's a way to do it.
Yeah.
Ask us if you want.
It's very important. There's times where, like, I know I'm going to a certain place, and I'll put it in my maps. And let's say I want to call and ask questions or
yeah, they don't have the phone number. They have the wrong address. Their website's not there.
Yeah, like I got to call them, and I'll put them in, and there's no phone number. Now I got to go scour the internet and try to find it. And it just makes it harder for potential customers to find you. And that's very important. You want to bring people to you. You don't want to go to people, if that makes sense.
No, but of course it does. But basically, yeah, you nowadays we ask Siri 100 different questions. Why not pop up as a first result when somebody says, hey, a mechanic near me, my car broke down. Boom, there you go. That's free marketing. That doesn't cost anything. It just has to be set up correctly once. So by having all that done correctly, you're one step ahead of your customers and your competition, I'm sorry. And that's going to take you towards the new customers. So just focus on that. Make sure you have everything listed correctly. You can do it by an aggregator that you basically pay the service monthly, and they make sure you're all have the same phone number, email address, the business address, the name of the company. It's all the same across all these different directories or map listings. You can go about that or go ahead and fulfill them yourself and take care of that. Either way, you can't go wrong by having the right information available to users all across your local area.
Right. And you know, the next thing which is very important are ads. I think everyone kind of knows what ads are, you know.
Yep,
Facebook ads, Google ads, and or what some people call Instagram ads, which are technically still Facebook ads.
Yeah, just see them on Instagram. LinkedIn, whatever it may be, Snapchat,
TikTok.
Yeah,
there's so many different kinds of ads, and leveraging these ads and using them to your advantage is crucial. And there's a lot of mistakes people make when, you know,
running ads. A lot of people throw away a lot of money.
They throw away a lot of money, whether it's they're not using the correct platform that their audience is on, whether it's, you know, for example, if I'm a dentist and I'm in an area A, I'm not going to be advertising in area B and area C. I'm going to focus on advertising specifically in area A and dominating that area. So whatever your business is, you want to make sure that your ads that you're running are in, you know, your specific area so you can dominate that area. You know, once you've dominated that area, if it makes sense to advertise and expand past that radius, you could look into that. But you want to focus on your specific area first.
Yeah, and don't lie to yourself. Don't lie to your business. Look at your current customers. See where they're located at. Make sure that you're, you know, playing it smart, because you don't want to advertise to your entire county. Let's say if most of your customers are within 10 miles of your business, stick to those 10 miles, maybe even 5, so that way you're spending your dollars correctly. Because nowadays people don't want to drive. They want everything delivered to their house.
Exactly.
So keep that in mind and basically run the ads correctly. Start with retargeting, which is a form of just advertising to users that are currently in your funnel or in your business and know about you. They've been to your website. They follow you on Instagram or Facebook. That's key to keeping costs down low. And then once you have that working, okay, implement new tactics. Spend a couple $100 a month here, $1,000 a month here on certain campaigns. See how they work. Make sure your targeting is correct, obviously. And go from there. Just play it by ear. Don't just dump a bunch of money into a very broad campaign that you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, you're just research throwing, it. You're throwing your money onto a big ocean.
Yeah, yeah, research what you're doing. Hire experts. That may be a good idea. But if not, you know, I'm sure you can figure it out and grow your business to your liking.
Exactly. And a good example I want to give is, like, let's say you are a dentist or a doctor or a car shop, and, you know, you're in a specific area. If you start targeting, let's say, maybe outside 5, 6, 7, 8 miles outside that radius, many people wouldn't want to drive to you for whatever service you have, because there's a lot of, you know, of whatever service you are, for the most part, there's a lot of it, and there's a lot of them closer to them. So just, you know, really hone in on your specific radius, make it a small radius, and just dominate that market, and you'll definitely be able to scale in that manner.
Yep. Let's talk about social media. This is like ads, but for free. It's all organic. It's very important that you're consistent with social media posting. I've seen businesses go from just opening to being consistent with their social media, following the right followers, hitting up local influencers, getting shout outs, you know, from buddies that are, let's say, in the car industry, whatever industry it may be. Maybe it's even your neighbors if you're starting a plumbing business. Really reach out, do some thinking, and be so active on social media that it's going to annoy yourself and maybe even annoy your followers, but post 5 stories a day, do 2 posts a day.
Run giveaways.
Make sure people that you're doing stuff with your business, running it correctly.
Yeah, and you know what's, you know, down here in Miami, there's a bunch of places that have like these neon signs, right? That have like, you know, inspirational quotes.
Girls.
Yeah, something like that, you know. And, you know, a lot of these businesses will post that on social media, and then everybody floods to that place just to take a picture of it. You
get
me?
Oh, I get you. Like,
you get what I mean? Like, yeah, yeah. Like, I think like
geo-targeting, like a geo hunt. Oh, go to this business.
Yeah, exactly. So, and, you know, the best way to go about leveraging that is social media, doing giveaways. People love free stuff.
If you're giving away though something, make sure it's part of your business, not just like you're giving away an iPhone for followers.
Yeah, if you're a restaurant, don't give away a TV. Give away, you know, like a $50 gift card, you know, make so people could come.
Free dinner date for two.
Yeah, people try out the restaurant, they like it, they'll come back. Now you have a repeat customer, they'll refer you over new customers, and that's how you really scale. So yeah, giveaways, you know, doing lives, on the stories, make it engageable. Ask questions. You know, make people want to engage with your content.
And do reels.
And obviously all this takes time, it takes work, it takes dedication. And the problem with a lot of businesses and social media is they half-ass it. They'll post a picture and just, that's it.
You got to have somebody in charge of your social media, whether that's you as the business owner and you have other people in charge of other stuff, or that's you hiring somebody specific to be on top of that. And you got to be also aware of how quickly your business is going to grow once you start doing all these things right. So you got to be ready to hire and put people in the right place. If not, you're just not going to be able to grow, and you're not going to see the purpose of it because you're not going to be making more revenue. So you got to keep that in mind. That's very important. But posting on social media, being creative, linking up with other local businesses. Let's say you're a restaurant.
Collabing. Huge.
If you're a restaurant, link up with, I don't know, a store nearby that you want to have a combo deal and maybe do a giveaway like that, or just different things you can do. You got to get creative with your own business. I can't tell you off rip. But, you know, you can ask us, hey, what do you think I should do? We'll give you a few tips that are for sure to be home runs.
I would also say it's important, like, the whoever's running your page is engaging with other people and other businesses as well.
Exactly.
Because that helps not only with your algorithm, but it also helps
having the same goal in mind.
Getting engagement, yeah.
You want to deal with businesses like that. You don't want to deal with Pepe's Auto Tire Repair that is nowhere to exist online, but is super busy because businesses do still exist nowadays because of that. But imagine if they did that much more extra. But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about like kind of more so new businesses and older businesses that want to take that initiative and take that step into marketing for
them. Yeah, believe it or not, there's a lot of businesses out there that are thriving without even touching social media or anything online. But the possibilities, if you master online, can be endless, even if you're doing well already. And that leads me to the next thing, which is a website. And like this is a digital storefront. I not that it's the most important one or most important thing we're going to talk about, but
the important I think is all of them together and doing everything together.
I think the website's the foundation, because without a website, you really don't have much online. You can have a social media, but when people want to go check out your website and you don't have one,
I agree, but it's also one of them that's dying down. It's nowhere near dead, but it's slowly becoming less and less important, because if you do take, it's always going to be important. You always need a website. You always need like a physical business if you're a local business, like an address. You're always going to need a website. That's not what I'm saying, that you don't need one, but it's getting less and less important, and it's putting more pressure in the social media and the ads, which are driven to your website or to your phone call. So to getting a phone call, obviously. So having that website, you just want to make sure that it lists all your services, what you do, show some pictures of your employees, of yourself. Like, just make it feel homey. Make it feel like if you're this local business that's connected
with your community.
With your community.
I'll agree in a sense, to touch base on what you said about websites. Maybe they're not as important, but not in the sense that websites aren't needed. More so how you use the website has changed. Yeah. You could have a simple landing page as a website, and that'll get you by. 10 years ago, that wasn't the thing, because social media wasn't as big.
Every plumber had 50,000 pages on their website.
Yeah, that's not needed anymore. So, yeah, but a lot of people don't have websites or have horrible ones. And you want to make sure you have a good one, that it's mobile friendly, because 95% of the people that are going to go on your website are going to be on their phones.
And Google indexes mobile first. Like, they look at your mobile website first, and that's what they rank it by. That's what they look at first. Then they look at the desktop version. So keep that in mind. It needs to load very fast too. I mean, we have 5G nowadays, but not everybody does. Some people are still on 3G and BS 4G. So you just want to make sure that it loads fast and it's a simple, clean website, and you're off to a better start than 90% of your competition.
Yeah, a lot of people lack a website. And it's also, if you think paying $200, $300 is going to get you a good website, you've already failed. It's going to cost money to get a good, reliable website. And a lot of people I hear, I'm in a lot of business groups online, and everyone's like complaining about the prices of websites. Oh, this person's charging me $300, $400, $500. And I'm like, you're complaining about that? I'm like, then don't even ask what the price of a legit good website is, because it's in the thousands.
Yep. Think about it like this. You could buy, how many of you boat out there? Let's see. You could buy really cheap fishing line. How many of you fish, should I say? You could buy really cheap fishing line that is going to work and get the job done. Or you could buy a fishing line that's strong and going to work and be reliable and long laster too, and going to catch you more fish than the cheap fishing line, whatever. It's just going to rot away. So invest in the strong fishing line, which is like $65 for 500 yards, versus the cheap fishing line, which is like $10 for 500 yards. Thank yourself later and enjoy your website. And just keep in mind that you're spending money on your digital storefront. Like, this is what people are going to see when they find you on Google.
It's your online brick and mortar.
Yeah, you gotta have something that represents your business well, represents you well, and have a good standing and relationship with your website, and keep updating it. Write blogs, do videos. Like, keep it active. Don't just let it sit there and forget about it. This is all part of a complete marketing like plan and structure that you need to have for your business in 2021, 2022, 2025, or whatever. It's not really going to change much from here on out. Maybe the way things are managed and made and created might, but these are still all going to be very important things for the next at least 5 years and coming. And I think we have one more important topic.
Yeah, it's reviews. It kind of ties in with the website too, because you can have reviews on your website.
Yeah.
You got reviews on Google, on Yelp.
On YouTube, video reviews from customers. Ask them what's up, post it on YouTube, and go from there.
Yeah, and reviews are important. It builds trust. It honestly helps bring in more customers than people believe. For example, I'm gonna give you a customer's point of view. I'm a foodie. I fucking love food. I like
Yep.
going to new restaurants. I like going to new bars. So whenever I want to try a place new, I'll go online and I'll start looking and I'll look at the reviews. If I'm consistently seeing bad reviews on a place or no reviews on a place, I'm gonna be hesitant to go.
What's the least amount of reviews, like not the least amount of stars of reviews you place to try like a new place?
I would realistically like
Yeah, I would never go under four. I was in Orlando a couple weeks ago, and we were looking for restaurants. I never went to one that was under four. We walked by a 3.5, like just to check it out and see the wait time. Bro, I walked right out. Didn't even
Yeah,
care.
no. I don't go under four, and I keep it there at four because there's
There's a
always good.
reason. There's a reason for that,
Yeah.
especially if you have a couple hundred reviews, like.
I think four is a good average, and I've gone to 4-star places, whether it's a restaurant or other, kind of businesses, and I believe like it was like a 5-star service, but everyone's different.
Yeah, exactly. You're gonna
So,
have your people that are gonna complain no matter what. Complainers, that's what they do.
and you kind of want to also use like social media and your website and all these other
To
things to
build
help, yeah,
reviews.
to build reviews. Maybe run a giveaway, which ties in with social media. For everybody that leaves a review, you enter the giveaway. So you want to have a minimum of, I would say, like 100 reviews, especially like on
Yeah.
Google,
100
Yelp.
reviews gives me as a consumer peace of mind that the fact people are leaving reviews and taking the time out of their day to leave a review for your business speaks volumes for itself. And the fact that you have a 4.5, a 4-star rating or more, even more so of a reason for me to go and check it out. Whatever it may be, it's a mechanic. Like 100 reviews for like let's say you're a barber shop. Like literally 100 reviews is a good thing to start at, because one is the triple digits. Yeah, it's gonna take you a lot more to get to 1,000. Obviously, 1,000 reviews is like the holy grail. Like you made it.
Yeah, like that. Not many places have 1,000 reviews.
And if you have 1,000 reviews at 4 stars, you're pretty much untouchable. Being a local business, of course. So you can look at freaking iPhone apps, and some of them don't even have like 1,000 reviews or whatever. Like just to put it into terms of like something online.
Exactly. So definitely get your reviews. Review. I think that's the most
Don't be
under.
afraid to ask customers right there and then when they're checking out or
Yeah.
paying.
Like, hey, leave us a review. Thank you for, coming and doing
Thank you for your
business with us.
business, yeah.
I think that's the most underrated topic or tip that we have given
Yeah, because
them.
it's real. It's
It's legit. You can't, well, okay, you can fake a review, but
you don't want to,
you don't
trust me.
want to, but the chances of reviews being fake are, like, you'll know when a review is fake or not.
Exactly.
So definitely take all these tips, take them into account, apply them to your business, and we can guarantee that you'll see some kind of change.
Improvement, not even change.
Oh yeah, an improvement.
As long as you do things right.
And execute, stay consistent, stay disciplined with whatever you map out is right for your business. Stay on top of it, and you'll for sure see an improvement.
Yeah, and the initiation of half this stuff takes maybe a couple hours. Setting up your social media, setting up your maps correctly, finding somebody to do a website for you, asking a couple clients for reviews. Like that, you can initiate this in a couple hours, and then it's only gonna take you maybe 5 to 10 hours a week to really blow it out of the park and just shoot for the stars with posting on social media, managing your ads correctly, making sure your website's up to date with whatever specials you have going on that month. Things like that that will really just separate you from
The
the
competition.
men and the boys,
Yep.
straight up. So hope you guys
Enjoyed this and learned and took something from it.
yeah.
And that pretty much wraps up this episode. Don't forget to like, give us 5 stars because we fucking deserve it. I will always remind you guys that. Share this with your friends.
Appreciate the 5 stars, but if you want to leave 4, whatever.
Speaking of reviews, yeah,
Yeah,
just
speaking of
leave
reviews,
please leave us
they're very
5
important.
stars. But anyway, until next time, guys, we are out.